The Premier League season is starting tomorrow, so that means it's fantasy football season, finally.
Woo!
Right, myself, Dean, and our resident champion, Mr. Jimmy Kavanagh, has joined us to talk all things fantasy football. How does the game work? Who are the top picks? And we've even gone as far as to try pick our own trio? Triad? Three people have picked this team. And if you want to join our fantasy football team, find it in the bio below. But before we get into that, let's talk about the sponsors. Film Smart Productions, they're a new Dublin video-based company who will help your business get your video creatives right. Very easy to do, and anybody who wants to get 15% off, use the code FILMSMART when you fill in the application for training. See you in a while. Dean, Jimmy, fancy football.
Hooray!
It's back.
Finally.
My life is meaning again.
The greatest 9 months of the year.
As you know, we've had enough fucking voice, isn't it?
We've had enough Love Island. It's now talk about some football.
You weren't watching Love Island. But
no,
yeah,
I wasn't.
We got Jimmy.
Hi, guys.
Jimmy.
Commissioner of our league.
Yeah,
and
the Baron.
Unfortunately.
As your champion.
Oh.
Yes, that's right, folks. It's me. The champion of the league. The league that John and Dean are in. Of which they are not the champions, because I am the champion.
And Gary and Martin, both in that as well.
It's true, it's true.
A fellow geese.
Yep, the Axis of Evil.
The Axis of Evil.
Yes. Yeah, still haven't gotten those...
The contracts.
The contracts, yeah. Surely something that comes under some kind of Freedom of Information Act that they have to give it to us.
Yeah, FOI requests on the lad's contract, all right.
Yeah. I'm sending a GDPR request in the morning.
So as you might guess, we have a fairly serious fantasy football league that we're entering our sixth season. We're fairly solid fantasy players, it's fair to say.
Yeah, three of us have been in each league every year. We've had a few people drop out, a few people come back, but three of us have been...
And we've gone draft style since the start, so it means over the last 6 years we've used a bunch of different apps, up to and including... Jimmy's spreadsheets building your own fantasy football league.
So you got to put in the effort, you know what I mean? If you're like, as your champion, I feel it was important that the work be done and shown. And look, there wasn't a system there to use. The fantasy football side didn't let us do draft leagues, so we had to just kind of do it ourselves. And that was great. And now it does, and it does it really, really badly.
Which is why we were using Togga for a year.
Yeah.
Which the cool thing about Togga was it uses the Optostats.
Yeah.
Which meant players like your Kantes of the world actually had some value despite the fact that they're some of the best players in the league.
The Darren Fletcher conundrum.
Yeah.
He'll win you games, but he won't win you points.
Basically.
You know? Yeah. I feel I should be fair to anybody who's listening here. I have no interest in football whatsoever.
No, your spreadsheets, numbers.
Yeah, I'm all about the numbers. I'm all about the data. I could not watch 90 minutes of football. It would bore the pants off me.
This is why it hurts even more that you're actually...
The champion, yes. Yes.
I'm not going to say it throughout the whole time we're recording.
Not my champion.
Yeah, Dean's going to win the league.
Have you consistently just not come last every year since we started?
I came second a couple of years ago.
Didn't
I?
Did you win the league, though? I mean, forgive me, you know I'm an old man and my memory's shaky, but how many times have you won the league, Dean?
I won the Champions League 1 year.
Yeah, that's very good.
And I think I beat you in it.
The league is between us. Pick five players and highest score wins.
Still a win. I'll take it. It's like the Community Shield or something. They still display it in the trophy cabinets. So
you're not going Spurs in the Audi Cup route here, Gway.
Like the thing I can't get over with fantasy football is that, like, my day job is in sales, and most of my spare time is devoted to working in politics. And fantasy football is the most ruthless and vicious environment I have ever found myself in. There is absolutely no quarter taken. Alliances rise in the morning and fall to dust by sunset. You know, I don't want to call it bullying because that's like a grown-up serious term now, but what's that thing where everybody circles one person and picks on them? Oh, Dean. But we love him, we do. But it's just so ruthless because the game isn't the game. It's the metagame. It's everything around it. Yeah. It's the draft. Yeah. It's the picking your team. It's the making your transfers. It's the trying to predict who is going to perform as opposed to what the trap most people I see playing fantasy football fall into, and by most people I'm specifically speaking about the good John Harrison here, where if like Mick Riley scores 3 goals for Aston Villa on Tuesday, you have to pick him up on Wednesday. And everybody does this reactive thing of like, okay, he had a good week, he's got loads of points, better sign him because it's like lightning is obviously going to strike twice.
I had a better year last year. I lost, we had level points. I lost that by like the fantasy version of points difference, which was like 6.
Oh, you came second, yeah?
Yeah.
Who won?
Someone else.
Yeah, they did.
But yeah, look, the reason why we did our own thing is because the fantasy site didn't bring draft. And obviously they have. And over the last couple of years, we've been using that. We are in the market for a new site. So yes, we've looked at Fantrax and Draft Fantasy. And they're both using the Optostats. But I suppose for the purpose of this discussion, we'll keep it strictly to the Premier League official site.
Let's. Mm-hmm. Cool. Should we like do that whole very basic thing where we explain to people what fantasy football is?
Yeah, do you know what? We're fire on.
Oh, me? Okay. Yeah. Basically, you can ignore football. You don't have to cosplay as an athlete or sing silly songs or even go to the pub if you don't want to, because the whole game is built around the performance of the players based on their individual statistics. So if one of your team scores a goal, he gets some points. If one of your team keeps the other team from scoring, he gets some points. And you make up a team made of players from all of the real-life teams, and they're your fantasy team. And whoever gets the most points each week wins. And that, I think, is the simplest way I could explain it.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah, not much more to say about that.
My favourite part of it is just the shit I was reading. Talking up a big game and inevitably losing.
Or else you just do what I do and probably miss the draft, as I do on most seasons, for one reason or another. End up getting drafted a shite team and just decide, okay, I'll see you next year, lads.
To be fair, it was probably better than if you picked it yourself.
Yep.
So we go through the points. The point system.
I couldn't off the top of my head.
I have it up here.
You have it there.
Yeah, I made sure of that. Jesus, I wasn't going to do that to myself. Players play up to 60 minutes, 1 point. Play the full game, or play over the 60 minutes, 2 points. They're the basics. Goals scored by a goalkeeper or defender is worth 6 points. For a midfielder, 5, and for a forward, 4. Assists are worth 3. Clean sheets are worth 4 points for defenders and goalkeepers, 1 for midfielders, and then you get to the extra point kind of stuff where it's an extra point for a save, 5 for a penalty save, minus a point for a booking, 2 minus for a red card, and minus 2 for an own goal, all that.
All the weird stuff that doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
We probably should have said too, you have to pick a certain amount from each position. You can't go out there and pick like 11 strikers.
Yeah, you're set with a team of, you're picking a squad of 2 keepers, 5 defenders, 5 midfielders, and 3 strikers, and you'll pick between that team every week to get your 11, but you also have a budget that you can use unless you're playing the draft game like us, which doesn't matter the budget because best of luck to you trying to get the superstar 11.
Honestly, that's what I find the most challenging at this point about going back to the kind of original way of doing it, the non-draft way of doing it, where you pick whatever player you want as long as you've got the money for it, because I'm in this league, as well as the league I'm in with you guys, I'm in a league with a crowd of guys who have been playing the other way consistently for 15 years, and they've got unbelievably good at it. Mm. Like these guys, 2 of them were in the top 1,000 overall last year, finishing up. And they're doing things like, they're playing like this stock exchange shit. They're like, well, okay, pick him up in week 1, and when his value goes up, you'll have
by
more money.
Like,
and like, oh, loads of people are going to drop this person. And again, the metagame starts to really come into it, and it's like, the best fantasy football player I know is a fella called Pa, and he has for the last 3 years played his wild card in week 2, which sounds like reckless insanity.
No, because you're looking at initially who's starting, right, what teams are looking good, and you're ripping your team apart accordingly.
Exactly. He's not wasting any time on that. But these guys are playing like, they're looking at fixtures 20 weeks out, going, yeah, well, by then there's a double game week, so I need to load up on Everton midfielders before that happens.
In the weeks
and
coming ahead.
Miles out, And I just... I only get one transfer a week,
that's the choice of only getting the one transfer a week. You have to be trying to plan 5-6 weeks out, especially when you know the double game week is coming up. But it's... Yeah. It's madness.
But the problem is, ultimately, if you were to grab 100 people now who have picked their team for the start of the season this weekend, 99 of them will have Mo Salah, Raheem Sterling, and maybe Harry Kane.
Or any combination, two of the three.
Yep. Mm. Because it's because there's so much weight put on the best players by way of the captain thing, where you have one captain who earns double points, and because everybody can theoretically pick the same players, the top guys tend to be mostly picking the same players. There's less fluidity. You got teams where people aren't using more than 25 to 30 players max in the whole season.
Mm.
And then there's draft, which is just mad.
Just mad. Like, to put it in context, we had 10 players last year. 11?
11.
And league is max 12. So the running order went from 1 down to 10, or 1 to 11, and then 11 back to 1.
Yep.
So every time you get to pick a player, there's 10 more gone.
Yeah.
And if you get the first pick, if you have 10 people in your league,
you're going 19 more picks until you get to pick again. That's a fucking lot of players that are off the market.
So, I mean, you can't say ideally you want to be like the last pick because you get two picks in a row, but at that stage, nine of the best players are already gone. So there's no real sweet spot when it comes to like pick and draft, you know, because either way you're not going
to
get
most. You want to be one extreme
on
the other, because the upside of being first is you get first pick, and then when it does come back to you, you get two. So you're getting player, you know, you're getting player what, 19 and 20.
Yeah.
As such, before it's flipping back. Mm-hmm. I know that's not the right number, probably, but
that's close enough.
You get the the point is
20 and 21.
Yeah, the big problem's in the championship rounds. The big problem's later on.
Mm.
When you hit like round 14 and the best, in theory, the best 150 players
are gone.
In a 10-team league are already gone.
Well, you still have your bench, so you'd be saying 30,
it's, 40, it's 165. 50. Like we would, through 11 players last year, we would have drafted 165 players on day one, when the absolute maximum number of players that will be on the pitch on the start of the season is 220. So you got room of error there for 55, which is basically the three worst teams. Like, I don't know how many times we've got to, like, round 13, round 14, and we're drunk, and people are crying and calling their parents and asking why there's only Burnley midfielders left, and, like, does anybody know anything about Sheffield Wednesday? You know. Like,
who's this Joey Goodmanson chap? Does he play?
But weirdly, one of the years, was it last year or the year before? No, it's further back. Great player, Toby Alderweireld.
Mm-hmm. Still solid.
Yeah.
Last pick of the last round of the draft.
Mm. But that's how it's still, because there's so many players there, people could fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
And people get so focused at looking at the new players, they start looking at the people who are in the papers for transfers who performed well last year, and there's always going to be one or two crackers.
Yeah. So, speaking of...
Seems as we're getting there.
Transfers. Who do we like in this year?
We start with the keepers and work out?
Goalkeepers,
sure.
Okay, so keepers. Keepers are normally ranging, from 4 to 6... in their price points, 4 mil to 6 mil.
Yeah, generally.
If we're just talking draft style, though, we can just free ball it. But either way, the keepers you're looking at are either, what you want in a keeper is someone who's either going to make a lot of saves or keep a lot of clean sheets, which means you probably want the keepers at the very top end or the very bottom end and leave the fellas in the middle alone.
Yeah.
Anybody disagree with that?
Yeah, no, yeah. Even though the bottom five teams.
No, Jimmy has his.
It depends. I mean, here's my hot tip, number one. As argued in the pub earlier on today, Burnley's goalie is always going to be a solid pick now that they have one for the year instead of three like they had last year, because the way they play football is forcing the opposition
they
to take long
Joe
shots.
Harris.
They do, but it's going to be
probably Pope.
It's going to be Pope for most of the year. And Heaton's gone to Villa now as well.
He
and
is.
Heaton, actually, if anybody's on a budget, Heaton playing for Villa may be exactly the kind of goalie that you were talking about in the latter. He's a siege man. He's able to hold the ball
makes
out.
A shitload of saves. He'll pick up the points there.
Yep.
And on the days where he keeps a clean sheet, there's bonus points added in on top of that.
Yep. Now, the other alternative is basically really simple, Ederson or Alisson. Oh, by the way, for anybody listening who actually likes football, I'm going to mispronounce the name of every player because I've never seen them anywhere other than written down.
Done good. Like, the top keepers last year were Alisson, Ederson, Pickford, Lloris, Fabianski, then Kepa, Dubravka, and Foster. So that's essentially saying, and then after that it was Schmeichel, so.
Pickford was hotly debated earlier on today. We're not sure how Everton will actually fare this year.
It's interesting to think, if you were to look at keepers, the first couple of people to pick, Ederson, Alisson, De Gea.
Yeah.
And
then
Lloris. But Lloris and Fabianski have the same points.
Yeah.
And is Fabianski actually, he's just a lot busier.
Well, look, it used to be a simple system. Pick players at the front and teams at the back. back up until about 3 years ago, clean sheets, I think, were a much more common thing.
Yeah.
There seems to be more attacking football going on now.
Yeah.
And I'm talking just in terms of numbers here, obviously, because I have no idea what all of these handbag
models would be about, right? And the days of Chelsea or Spurs keeping like 9 consecutive clean sheets or something, they don't seem to be.
And the rotation's heavier at the back as well. Again, I have no idea why this is, but
again, down to more attacking football, so fullbacks are covering more distance, which means they're getting tired quicker, so there's a lot more rotation, mainly on fullbacks, not on centres as much. Mm-hmm.
Which brings us quite nicely to why everybody fucking hates trying to pick defenders.
Yeah.
Like, come home, Jose, take Chelsea back, play your four at the back, we all know who they are, you're going to play the same four boys every week, life is easy. You get one of them, you're sorted. Now, you've got, what, 7 guys on any given week could appear for City? United?
Oh, well, on paper right now, United have 8 centre-backs after signing the big, large fella.
Well, are you Gloom Bialy, who's out for the first 4 or 5 months of the year?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Are you still? So we'll say for you're draft looking at day, so.
You have Maguire, Lindelof, Smalling, Jones, Rojo, by two and Zebe.
Right. I'm just going to point out for the listeners right now, this is the part of the game where somebody who supports a team starts to think they're significantly more important than they actually are.
Probably United, my biggest fault.
No, but in terms of how many people, in terms of what you're saying about the amount of different players who could potentially play in the position, it's just saying that they have 8.
Sure, but they're not going to play Phil Jones.
I hope not.
They're not. He might get a couple of games, but they're not going to play him. Yeah. Surely. I picked him earlier because I always pick him. It's been a thing for years, but he's not going to play.
So for same with keepers, you want the either the top end or the low end, but defenders, realistically, you want the fullbacks.
Yeah. You want the guys who are going attacking, the guys who might pick up a cheeky assist here and there, maybe even an L goal.
The players who also take corners, a lot of few defenders.
The likes of your Lucas
corners.
Dignes.
Yeah. Dutroens as well, even though like they mightn't. I
definitely want to look at fellas who would be good at set pieces, so the likes of your Nathan Ake's and possibly Tyrone Mings, because he's a large man.
Mm-hmm. I miss Hector Bellerin so much.
He was a boner for him for like 2 years.
He was perfect. He was everywhere. He was an attacking defender. You couldn't ask for more than that. Plus, those cheeky goals were worth more because he's a defender. There's bonus points going there. There's the odd clean sheet.
I think one to look out for this year, and it's not because I'm biased. It's Wan-Bissaka. To be fair, his defensive statistics last year say he won more one-on-one tackles than any other player. You also have to realise that the striker he was trying to hit with those crosses was Christian Benteke-Soris.
True. Although, don't write off Benteke. He always gets there in the end.
I'm saying that if you're a fullback and you're trying to get a couple of assists, the fella you're trying to put the ball in, you want someone a little better than Benteke being the one on the receiving end of those crosses. So I think he could be a good one because fullbacks.
My defender that I think that I've picked year in, year out, and if I can, I'll pick him again this year, even though his team are in complete shit, but Azpilicueta. Yep. That man is
Liverpool
a champion. He is always
the two Liverpool fullbacks. Take either one, you're not going wrong.
Yeah, Liverpool backs are absolutely glorious, despite the fact that I understand Mr. Klopp's philosophy is you score 4, we'll score more. And he wasn't too concerned about being particularly tight at the back initially, but that's changed in a big way. They're getting the clean sheets, they're getting the bonus. That team are just... Honestly, there isn't a part of the pitch where you wouldn't be happy to have a Liverpool player.
Well, 3 of their defenders last year were the top 3 defenders, point-scoring defenders, and that was Robertson, Van Dijk and Alexander-Arnold. That's pretty impressive.
And then what makes it interesting is the other way we're saying, oh, the Chelsea defenders, you still want a Chelsea defender, because after that it's Laporte and then it's followed up with Luiz, Alonso and Azpilicueta. Mm-hmm. So the Chelsea defence is still chundering along.
Yeah.
So realistically, Liverpool fullbacks, Chelsea fullbacks.
Man United's fullbacks just aren't showing up here at all. I'm going down. I have to go onto the second page to actually find the United fullback for last season.
Wan-Bissaka
is actually on the first page, but he was, as we know, obviously a Crystal Palace player last year.
Yeah, so you.
So I mean, like
that would you'd like to think would go up.
Yeah,
you always have Seamus Coleman. If you're in a draft and you're going down the picks, Seamus Coleman is as solid. Mm-hmm. If you're playing the normal game and you're starting to run low on points, Seamus Coleman is solid.
Look, if we're talking the normal game, then we've got to start talking about the Burnleys and Wolves of the world, or whoever this year's equivalent will be. I mean, Wolves defenders were worth their weight in gold.
I've picked
the
draft team here with not my standard team, and the back five has, and this might go to shit, but it might also work. Nathan Ake, Wan-Bissaka, Robertson, Bolly and Mings.
Why do you have Bialy, man? He's not in the Premier League for at least 4 or 5 months.
Wolves.
Oh, sorry.
Willy Bolly.
I think sorry. That's a mistake, my friend. I think Wolves will not strike twice. I don't think this season's Wolves is last season's Wolves, and I base that on nothing.
I can transfer him at any point in time for someone with the same points. I could get, I don't know, Chilwell, the solid, ever solid Duffy, and a defender. If you want to have a wild card one this year, is Kurt Zouma.
What's his price?
He's only at 5 points, but he's going to be the centre back in Chelsea's defence this year.
Yeah,
I've just whipped out my team here. Just as we're talking teams, and I have one here in front of me. You have named every defender I picked for my first team this week, except for one.
Who did you pick instead?
You didn't pick Bissaka, did you?
No, too expensive. Nailed on, 2 points minimum every week, will play every game for Leicester. And again, he's that attacking wing back. Pereira.
Oh, Pereira.
Absolute gold.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, basically, with defenders, look at the fullbacks.
Yep.
Look at fullbacks. And if you're not... You want ones that are getting on the end of corners.
Mm-hmm.
Busy boys. And Nathan Ake or a...
And never trust Chris Smalling. Never, ever trust Chris Smalling.
Do you want to tell the story about Chris Smalling?
Oh, yes.
I do want to tell the story about Chris Smalling. I was close to winning something back
in
the
second... You lost it to me.
Second.
That's all I know. I remember you lost it to me.
Yeah, that was it. It was like the final of the Champions League.
Yeah.
One of the side leagues because, you know, you can never have enough league formats. And... If people remember, I think it was United were at home to Burnley on the last day of the season. United were already staying where they were in Europe. They weren't winning anything. They were going through. Burnley were already going down. There was nothing that could stop it. The match itself was held the day after the end of the season because there was a bomb scare in Old Trafford.
Yep, I remember all this.
And in the 92nd minute, 2 minutes after the game was over, in a move that didn't even change the result of a game that didn't change anybody's standings, after the end of the year, Chris Smalling, who had been solid gold for 37 weeks, turned around and hoofed the ball into the back of his own net in the last kick of the Premier League season, which caused a -2 points drop for me, which was just enough for me to actually lose to Dean.
With the last
most of the season high end.
Like, I remember some really dark shit happening through history. You know, I'm a grown up man. I remember some dark stuff, like, you know,
that's on par with 9/11, City winning
the Iraq invasion, but losing to Dean, you know,
it hurts.
I'm not sure I ever really got over it, but then I did, and now as your champion, I'm feeling much much better about myself. But I'm just saying, don't trust Chris Smalling, and by extension, Man United centre backs.
I think Man United are absolutely goose this year. They got Pogba, who doesn't want to be at the team. They got Lukaku. Don't even know if we're going to be able to flog him yet because they've lost interest in Dybala now. He could still be there until Christmas anyway. He doesn't want to be there.
Pogba's solid, according to his numbers. Yeah, it seems we're talking about fantasy football. His numbers.
The thing about Pogba is, though, he doesn't even have to like play well for him to sell at Christmas or next year. You know, he's just like...
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't even have
That's
to
just
score
he's
any
a break.
Game. What?
Just because he's a prick.
Yeah, he's a prick.
What's the difference?
He's too more concerned about getting his hair done every week. And
speaking
it off on
of midfielders.
Wait, before we do, two tiny little tips for anybody who finds themselves stuck for money or in the bottom end of a draft and it's not going well. Burnley, Brighton. Solid defenders for both. Me, Lowton, Duncan Duffy. These are solid
Duffy.
Picks if you're
I
stuck
for
cash.
I love how everybody
set
does it like that as well. I've been listening to a few podcasts, Joe, like just Sky Sports stuff, Transfer Talk stuff, and they always refer to Duncan Duffy.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about Leicester buying Dunk to replace Maguire. It was like, and the other fellow was like, so you have to buy Duffy as well. it's just a thing. But anyway, yeah. And I think Tyrone Mings, Aston Villa, they spent an awful lot of money on him. He's being in inverted commas, he's being like brought under John Terry's wing as the assistant manager there, and he's going to play every game. So if you are at the bottom end of a draft or stuck for money in the standard league, he's a good look for 4.5 points.
Yeah, 4.5 is a good price for
a fellow that
if you know he's nailed on, if you
guaranteed
know he's
going to start, it cost him 20 mil.
My worry with Aston Villa is with all of that spend and all of those variables,
I know,
and it being their first season up in a while,
they do a Fulham.
Well, whatever about doing a Fulham, I just don't see reliability in that lineup.
The team that hasn't even had a chance to play in a completely new team than they had last year. Like, the team hasn't played together, like, you know.
But that's the only reason I'm saying Mings. They had him on loan last year. He speaks very John Terry speaks very highly of coaching him and vice versa, and they went and dropped 20 mil to get their man. So he's guaranteed nail on. Look, so that's, I mean, if you're tail end of a draft or...
You're the expert in terrible teams from lower divisions.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't a good year. Look, we had 1 year in the Premier League. It didn't go well.
You'll be back.
They kept Mitrovic, which means I can't pick him this year.
That's a shame.
I know, yeah. Well, it is and it isn't, because I'm very happy that Mitrovic hasn't gone anywhere. But on the other side, I can't pick him this year, so it's... Yeah.
So what are we doing in midfield, that's...
Can I just say as well, actually, I'm just looking here, another player that's played every game last season for Spurs is Danny Rose, and he's only 5.5.
He's getting sold.
Rose didn't play every game for Spurs last year. Rose was out for 6 months last year. Ben Davies was in, and he was absolutely solid.
So what am I looking at here?
Shite.
It says fixtures, and he has points every single game next to...
What?
I don't know. It looks like he has...
Am I thinking of the year before? Oh, God, the old man thing is sitting
there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Rose played every game.
No, he did not.
So looking at that. Well, then what am I looking at here?
I don't know. They're also willing to sell him.
Did Rose not come back from injury around January last year?
That sounds about right to me. He was injured at one point anyway.
Yeah, because Davies made us a fortune the year before when we were still on Toga. And then Rose came back. And
the two boys basically rotated.
Yeah.
Anyway, won't spend time.
Midfielders.
Yes, midfielders.
Ones who are basically forwards.
Yeah.
Yep.
Goal scorers, regular goal scorers. Like of your hazards.
But this is what we were bitching about, the Opta thing. This is the part of the field where the Opta thing really comes into effect. Kevin De Bruyne is worth basically fuck all in the grand scheme of things.
This is the biggest flaw with the scoring system is the DM problem. Your defensive midfielders are worth absolutely
Kante
nothing.
Kante is worth nothing.
Pedro got more points last year than De Bruyne. Like. That just puts into perspective the shite scoring system that FPL has.
And beyond that, then, it gets even worse because you have blatant strikers categorized as midfielders.
Salah is a midfielder.
Salah is down as a mid.
Which, again, imbalances things even more than they're imbalanced by captains and by the top tier of players. Salah and Sterling are both down as midfielders, which means they're getting extra points for goals.
And clean sheets.
And they're not going to be doing anything at the back of the pitch to make those clean sheets happen.
I'm actually looking at this just to put into context, and it's actually nuts. So, you know, a midfielder will say like a Wijnaldum, who played, would have played every game week in, week out. Someone like a Neves, who was stunning for Wolves all season and would have been heart of their midfield. Outscored, actually, just to put in context, same points as Theo Walcott.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm less points than
Mikel Antonio from West Ham.
Who's Theo Walcott playing for again last season?
Everton,
yeah.
I'll give you my five, right? My five in the middle, because you know me. I love me a good midfield. Mm-hmm. These are basically all strikers. But Perez, Salah, Sterling, Tielemans, and Lucas Moura, because Son is still suspended.
Okay, I've got a different five.
Hit me.
But not far off, I don't think. Wolf Zaha. Solid start.
I picked him up in the draft.
Yeah. Sterling.
Yeah.
One of the most expensive players in the game, but like you can't leave him behind.
Yeah.
Neves.
Gutsy.
Is overall their set pieces pretty much anything around the box, and he scores some just lovely goals. Anyway, 5.5 points, so that he was my late in the not bad for my fifth pick, put it like that. The other two then are Christian Pulisic and Youri Tielemans.
Yeah, Tielemans is something special. That was 5 to 7 points for the few games he played in the Arsenal last year.
Yep.
My only worry is, what does Perez do to Leicester?
Pulisic at the same value is.
Well, but I mean, does he mess up one of the most bankable forwards in the game? Does he mess with Jamie Vardy?
He'll play off him. Himself and Madison will play off him.
Sure. Let's see.
That's
the plan, yeah?
That's what it looks to be.
Good.
That the two boys will play off him, and then you'll have Tielemans in beside. Yeah, so.
I've just spotted a statistic that has completely disproved something I said at the top of the broadcast.
Go on.
Remember I was whinging about how everyone has Salah and Sterling?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Ownership percentage. Get this. Sterling's at 29%. Mm-hmm. Salah's at 37%. Both of these are ridiculous numbers. They are nowhere near the top. Yeah. Virgil van Dijk, 46%. Like, there is so much kind of conservative team picking at the back, where everybody goes to the big teams and the big names and really kind of plays it safe.
That's because, though, like you just saw there, Virgil van Dijk is, like, he's one of the best defenders in the league, and he's 6 points, I think, Whereas you've got Salah and Sterling who are...
He's not. Now, you also have to look at the reason why midfielders cost
six and a half points, Van Dijk.
Yeah, he's worth less than Robertson.
Robertson's at seven. Robertson and TAA are at seven, and Van Dijk's at six and a half.
And he's the same value as Laporte.
Well, Laporte's hurt.
In the FPL, though, like clean sheets aren't valued as much as goal scorers. So, like, defenders...
Midfielders will cost more. I think, but as we said there, the whole key thing there is, you know, you want the midfielders who are essentially strikers. Like, just looking at my midfield there, you've got Zaha, who played as a forward all of last season, Sterling, who plays as a forward, Pulisic, who's going to play in Hazard's position last year, Yuri Tielemans, who's number 10, and Neves, who kind of does whatever the shit he likes. And that's not to say that you couldn't pick the likes of a Bernardo Silva, Gylfi Sigurdsson, a Fraser. You know, there's always a wild card in terms of Joe promoted teams. Jack Grealish could be a fucking stunning pick.
Pookie. I just like the sound of his name. Pookie.
You could have your man Fornals from West Ham.
Yeah.
The new fella there. You know.
You've always been very trigger happy with new players.
I haven't been this year. Pulisic really? Is the only new one in my team this year.
Her little boy's finally growing up.
Actually, sorry, Wan-Bissaka as well, but I rate him.
Are you starting to actually look at the data?
Shut up.
Are you starting to actually believe in the numbers?
No, because I also still believe that Dan James could potentially be the standout random player of the year. Mm-hmm. Do you know that fella that you're like, oh, he's a lot better than I thought he was going to be.
We're so close. So close.
I haven't picked him, but I want to. I'm fighting my best urges.
So who's the hidden gem? I mean, assuming that people are mostly going to give a slot or two to Salah or Sterling and someone from Leicester because they're relatively cheap for what you get back.
Well, if you go Salah and... Did you go Salah and Sterling?
I went Salah and Sterling.
That's a quarter of your budget right there, like.
Yeah. And I made it work by complete... My bench is on fire. My bench is like three guys from Kabul. It's nobody's.
Think about midfielders as well, though. They get bonus points for goals and clean sheets, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, but I think there's going to, with the way pre-seasons have been working out, there's going to be one or two mad, completely out of the box players. So I'm saying that your man Fornals from West Ham is a good option. You could have Mason Mount, who could suddenly be thrown in as Chelsea's new Lampard, essentially. You could have Dan James, who could just be thrown in the deep end and be told, run, you little fast man. Have you seen that man run?
It is
disgracefully fast.
You could also bear in mind that Liverpool are at home to Norwich on the first day of the season and double the hell down on Mane.
No, I'm saying if you're at the end of your picks.
Oh, yeah.
The obvious ones, if you're in the standard game, you know, Sterling, you can't walk away from. Zaha, you probably can't walk away from. And if you can get someone like a Salah or an Eriksen in there as well, great. Yuri Tielemans is probably one of the best, biggest pick players. And then you're down to what can you pick up for 5.5 points.
And there I once again draw everyone's attention to Nathan Redmond.
Jack Grealish.
And
Jack Grealish. No, Jack Grealish. Sorry,
Decore. The Watford lad.
If you're looking at promoted teams.
If you're looking at promoted teams, you want to be doing it for at most your fourth, but definitely your fifth player. Not
Jack Grealish.
But like, and I can't emphasize this enough.
He's a wanker, but
anybody who's picking their first team tonight, based entirely on what they hear in this podcast, please pick players who play on bad teams instead of players who sit on the bench for good teams.
Yeah.
Because 0 points is 0 points. It doesn't matter if you're wearing a United jersey. Zero is zero.
Yeah.
Luke Shaw. zero means nothing. Nothing, John. Bad pick, and he's
like
always going to be a bad pick.
I think he'll start most games.
Do you know what? I picked him, I'd say, 3 years on the bounce. And I didn't get him last year. I picked Giroud every year. Until last year, until someone else took him away from me, Gary. And he did that just intentionally because I wanted to have the most beautiful strike force of Aubameyang, Mitrovic, and my man. And nobody would let me do it.
Are we ready to talk strikers?
Are we? Is there anything on the midfield?
It's broken. Strikers are broken. Midfield is where it's at, man. Midfield will win you this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, midfield is pick the strikers, and when you're down to your last pick, find someone who's an attacking-based player that plays in a team that they're probably shit.
Yep. Even in a high-scoring season, as we have seen over the last couple of years, where there's more goals going in and less clean sheets, you could be expecting in a good draft team on a bad week to be getting 35 to 40 points, right? 20 of those points to 25 of them have to be coming from your midfield.
Have to be.
Yep.
Yeah. Another key midfielder there is Scott McTominay for United.
No.
I think that he'll start playing a few more games this year. Well, no, he'll be a rotational player. Like.
No, he falls into the Kante effect of he'll be quite useful when he's there, but it won't pick you up an absolute sliver of a point.
He'll win you games, but he won't win you points.
And he'll get you 2 points and nothing else. Whereas in that exact same game, one Mata is going to be worth more than you because he's far more likely to get an assist. And don't pick him. Don't go near him.
Mata? No.
He's not. He extended his contract for 1 year this season. I think today I say he'll be gone next season. He's going to be a bench warmer, right?
Yeah, the FPL guys tend to tack a little bit of price onto the United players as well.
Top six teams.
Yeah,
if you play for Arsenal and you're a squad player, you're probably higher value than Nathan Redmond, who's going to play week in, week out.
Yeah.
God, that's why nobody picks Willian. Or nobody should.
And that's the Pedro problem as well. When they're on the pitch, they're grand, but...
Which one's playing?
Yeah.
Strikers! The fun part.
I'm no good at strikers.
I am.
They cost too much money. They get suspended. They spit on people. They get deported. They get in fights. They get sent to fat camp. They are prima donnas. They are handbag models rolling around because people looked at them too hard, and I hate them. So, this year, I went with Pookie.
Pookie.
Yeah, he plays for Norwich. I'm told he scored lots of goals in the Crayon division last year. And someone's going to come up and score a whole load of goals like last year, and I hope it's Pookie.
Is Aguero another one that, if you have the money, you just have to pick him up? Is he going to be starting every game for
well,
City
do you know what?
Season,
I'm like? Actually looking at it.
Second highest
scorer. Aubameyang was the highest point scorer last year.
Yeah. Funnily
front,
enough,
yeah.
I actually...
Up front, yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't have expected that. He had 4 points more
than
Aguero.
He would be in the top... Jesus, he's in the top 10 players overall anyway.
I think there's only three players who scored 20 goals from who are listed as strikers, not just forwards
no,
now,
just
but
two.
Listed. Kane, Aubameyang.
Kane didn't score over 20.
Didn't he?
No, it was 21 goals.
Kane had
it was
17 goals
Salah,
last
Aguero,
season.
Aubameyang.
Okay.
Yeah, calling it...
Or, sorry,
Kane
no, Mane.
Point being,
yeah,
we pick fewer of them. If you're in draft, they are a nightmare. They're an absolute
unless
nightmare
you
because
get
you have
one
to
of
pick
the,
three.
Unless you use your first pick to get either an Aguero or an Aubameyang.
Yep.
Beyond that.
Beyond that, the best you can hope for is a kind of a points workhorse like Jimenez.
He came third last year.
Yep, I had him from the start. Absolute
Vardy.
Diamond.
And then Callum Wilson.
And I'm not
Callum
too proud
Wilson.
To say I knew nothing about Jimenez except that Wolves had come up and he was their transfer. So by that logic, Norwich is Pookie. Is nailed on.
I think you just picked it because you like saying the name.
I do like saying
I hope he's your new George Boyd.
That's an awful thing to say. You take that back.
You know exactly.
Another solid pick though as well for very cheap, and you picked him actually, is King for Bournemouth.
Yep.
He was the ninth highest scorer last season. And for like I remember he would pop up every so often for Bournemouth. Like Bournemouth are a fairly solid team. Like if United were going out against them, like
Which
I wouldn't have
last year was Aubameyang, Aguero and Wilson in the standard league.
It's Wilson or King, though. I mean, they're not both going to... One of them is going to massively outperform their price tag. One of them will be grand.
Yeah.
I'm hoping King will massively outperform because I don't have the other one. Although, I'll tell you what nearly killed me was not taking Fraser.
Mm.
Just as we... I know he's a mid, but as we're talking Bournemouth, Fraser's...
But that is the thing. It's he'd actually be a good option in that 5.56 category.
Yeah. You also have Delafoe, who was 6.5.
Nah,
he was
screw
a
him.
Sorry, he had 10 goals last year. King only had 12.
He's patchy for performance. When he plays, he's great, but Watford
are
a bit rotated with him.
I'm actually looking at the strikers, and they're actually wank.
Yep.
Like, most of the best goal scorers last year are rated in the game as midfielders.
Yeah, that's it. Like, yeah.
It's like, we have, after Wilson, we have Lacazette, Firmino, Kane, King, Jota, Delafeu, Wood, Murray, then Rashford, Barnes, Arnautovic.
Barnes
and Troy Deeney.
Yeah,
that's your first like 15.
Right, so if you've
then
got
you're moving
11
into your rotations,
league, you've got 18 dud players have to be picked between an 11 man league.
Mm-hmm. So I'm actually looking. Once you get beyond Deeney, you're actually getting into your rotation strikers. Your Lukaku, Calvert-Lewin, Ings, Chicharitos, Gabriel Jesus's. Like Gabriel Jesus played fuck all last year, and he's still in the top page of strikers
because he's City.
Because he's City.
Mm-hmm. Because they give weighting to the big six.
Iheanacho did nothing last year and he's still in the top page.
hoping for a transfer.
58 points.
Like, that's your best bet with one of those guys who's living in the shadow of a big name, is that maybe, just maybe, they go online somewhere.
You know, you moved from City to get out of Aguero's shadow, went to Leicester to sit behind Jamie Vardy. Yeah. Where the fuck is he going to go, with the poor man?
He's not a great example, but I'm thinking here of, what you call that young fella? Used to work for Swansea, went to City for a while. Looks like the lead singer from Block Party. There must have been 10 or 11 that year.
God, I know the name. Yeah,
From Swansea to City.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a good striker on a bad team, and then he got picked up.
That guy, had kind of like the short dreads.
Wilfred Bony.
Bony,
yeah.
Good man.
Yeah.
Like, that was the nightmare scenario where people who had picked him were like, okay, I've got my nailed-on striker for a fairly rubbish team. But the thing about rubbish teams is, even if they lose 4-1...
They have one striker who's going to...
Yeah.
The likes of Murray.
And that might
Brighton,
be where those Barnes goals
are coming
from. He's
going to get most of their goals.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like the team that goes down, or the team that gets beaten every week, and every week they put one in for the fans just before the end, and nobody cares, and it's the same guy every week. That's the striker you want, because he costs you nothing, gets you the return.
Could that be Joelinton at Newcastle this year?
Could be.
The fella they spent 40-odd million on. Again, he's only a six-pointer, so if you're looking at your forward line late in the league, Newcastle don't spend money, so he's guaranteed to play.
Yeah.
Newcastle forwards are not a bad shout. Because they don't mix it up out front much.
They only have one because they can't afford any.
Yeah.
So what about Giroud at 7 points? Do you think that?
No, this is going into what we were talking about actually beforehand, the Chelsea striker conundrum.
Yeah.
There's three. They're both, all three of them are worth about 7 points. Giroud, Batshuayi, and
Pedro.
No, and Tammy Abraham.
Yeah, Pedro's in as a mid.
Yeah.
So you're looking at Tammy Abraham, Giroud, and Batshuayi. Who the hell of them three is going to start?
I think, considering his experience, I think Giroud should be the regular starter ahead of
the whole
other
talk
two.
Is Lampard's going to look at youth. So you could have
Abraham,
and then in the middle, if he wants a bit of speed with a little bit of know-how, he'll go with Batshuayi, because Giroud, God bless him, can't run.
My man Pa, who knows this stuff backwards, he picked Batshuayi.
That's where I'd be personally looking at as well. But there's Frank Lampard could be just likely to roll the dice on the young English lad.
Yeah. Hard one to call.
So avoid Best Chelsea strikers. Avoid United strikers.
Bournemouth strikers are where it's at.
If you're, for value. At least one of them anyway.
Yeah.
To know if, exactly, for value. Yeah.
I don't think if you're looking at a pick in Rashford, he's 9 points. No.
I think the smart choice is probably the number one striker to pick is
Aubameyang
probably
Aguero.
Kane, I would say.
No, Aubameyang, Aguero.
Oh, sorry, Aguero first, and then I would be picking Harry Kane over Arsenal because they're a better team. I think he's more likely
that,
to score
said,
more
you're
goals.
At
Perky. Can't fail that.
Right, between the three of us, should we try have a quick run through and pick a team between us?
Does anybody have
the app open there?
I have the app, and I need to pick a team, so we'll make sure that we can actually do it within the finances we're given as well.
Yeah, so we'll pick one. We'll flash a team between us,
right,
and we'll call it a day on that.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
All right. So we got our two keepers. Who are we going for?
I've still got love for Jordan Pickford.
Pickford, third highest scoring last season at 5.5. Everton.
Although at 5.5.
Everton are a good team. We're like, you know.
At 5.5, he's a lot.
Would you not, if you're at 5.5, would you not commit at the six and go Ederson or Alisson?
Fabianski at 5 points or Kasper Schmeichel at 5 points are the two I'd be looking at. Other than that, you're looking at...
Okay, so starting... Would you be looking at spending like five on both keepers?
I'd do a 5 and a 4.5 and leave the points for where it matters outfield. Because the difference of a 4.5 and a 5 point defender is probably worth more than a 5 to a 5.5 keeper. Jimmy, would you agree with that?
No, I think you're completely wrong. I would go one big name and one bench burner to save money for in the midfield.
I put my starting keeper in at the start of the year and he stays in for the whole year. That's why I am a keeper. Like,
okay,
you know, I don't rotate him. Like, you know,
like in a non-draft scenario, like if you go a top tier keeper, there will be another top tier keeper if something happens. If there's a suspension or an injury or a transfer, which means the second
an easy switch
one,
out.
I think the second is a great place to put one of your 4 point players. And that's why
Pickford or Lloriso would be my two. I'd be going between for keeper.
Lloris is probably the safer bet there. Again, I'm just going back to pick by team rather than by player, I would say.
Does Spurs have a better defence than Liverpool that they'll keep out more goals and he'll be guaranteed more clean sheets?
Well, the points difference between Alisson and Lloris, considering, was only It was less than 20, so Lloris. I'd be going Lloris, okay. And then just stick someone shit in as your number two.
Okay, so as my number two, and go back to
a 4-point defender, just or a 4-point keeper.
Edge two.
This
I'm
is
gonna
the,
put
the different approaches
here. Norwich is McGovern. Not a clue.
Sure.
Who he is.
Yep.
Grant. Defenders.
Okay, defenders. So we got to pick five defenders.
Or how do you pick your team? Actually, that's a good point. How do you pick your team? Do you work from keeper out, or do you look at popping in your heavy hitters first and then building around it?
In draft, or actually in both, I will try to balance my positions. I don't go in and pick all my midfielders and then pick all my forwards and then pick all my backs. I'll go usually
one and one and one.
Well, whoever's available from the top tier, like my god tier player this year was Mo Salah. I got Mo Salah in draft. Mm. I'm a very happy little bunny after that.
I know you are.
But after that, I went straight to forwards because you don't have long before they're all gone. I picked my goalie in round four.
Got who you want, isn't got him out.
Yep, and managed to get a second one that some... I actually got Ederson and Pickford because I'm going to leverage Pickford into a transfer. When somebody gets caught with an injured goalie later in the year, I'll be like, hey, buddy, I've got a spare one.
Spare good one.
How's about that midfielder I want? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it'll be kind of a rotation going kind of mid, forward, back, goalie, mid back, mid forward, mid back.
Trying to spread the wealth around. Basically, so get your god tier players that you want and build around.
We nip it in the bud, so and say, would you pick Salah or Sterling? So
Sterling. That's me, though.
I think I'll go Salah.
I'm with Dino on this, man. Sorry, I think it's Salah.
Yeah, okay. I'm going
Salah. Home to Norwich on day one. Triple captain that captain that.
Okay. What are we looking at now? Forward or defender?
I would normally go with my forward next.
Yeah, same, yeah.
And that's where my god tier forward is Aubameyang. Because I just think Arsenal, with an extra attacker, they're going to score so many goals. He's shown since he's come in that he is an equivalent goal scorer to Aguero. Arsenal's problem is they can't defend, not that they can't score goals.
Yeah, Aubameyang last year, 22 goals, Aguero, 21 goals. Yeah.
And their fans.
Have Arsenal brought in many players to improve their team? Yeah, just what? Just based off. Yeah, I'm going to go with Aubameyang based on the fact that he scored more goals last season. So we're left with 67 points.
Are we moving this back and forth then around? Are we going back to defence? So here, are we looking at more midfielders? Or
We're going to need a defender at some point, and a third of the money is gone.
Like we said, we'll go cheap enough into defenders. So I don't think we need a lot of money.
Your first defender is one of the Liverpool fullbacks. You can't leave.
I think Van Dijk.
Azpilicueta
or Van Dijk.
Like,
if not both of them, to be honest, I'd probably pick both of them if I could.
Trent Alexander-Arnold or Robertson.
How much are we spending on?
They're both 7. They're both 7 rated defenders. Azpilicueta is 6, so you can still bring him in.
Azpilicueta and
considering though that there was only 5 points between Van Dijk and Robertson last season, and Van Dijk is 0.5 lower than Robertson, I think it would be more logical to go with Van Dijk.
Okay, yeah, do that.
Save the few quid and throw Dave in then beside him.
Yeah.
Dave. Yeah, no, I like that. That's fair.
Right, we're back in the middle, or are we out front, or where are we?
I think probably, I don't know what
you're back to the middle, because you're looking at, this is where you're starting to look at like a 7.5. You're probably about a 7.5, maybe an 8 to spend in here.
And we've already got Salah.
Salah's in.
Like, the knee jerk in me says Mane just for this week.
That's
insane.
You don't have the money, you won't be able to fill the team.
No, not a hope.
Because you have Aubameyang up front already as well.
Eriksen at 9, is he still too much?
I think you're looking at a 7.5, maybe an 8 at tops.
Yeah.
That's why I'm looking at Christian Pulisic taking up Hazard's spot.
What about David Silva from
But
City?
They're paying United on the first week, so it's hard to...
David Silva won't play
I don't think
games.
He'll play every game, yeah.
And every year that
Lucas
gets
Moura, 7.5. Last season he started playing unbelievably. I think he'll be a starting midfielder this season.
Yep, at least while Son is suspended.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty nailed on.
Do you want to hit that?
Value.
Hit that in, so.
Cool. Yeah, pick Lucas Moura there. Okay, so where are we looking? We go for another striker?
Callum Wilson, he's your only option there. Or Joshua King, if you want to go with you. I think you're Bournemouth striker there.
Yeah, I'll go with Wilson. Yep.
Wilson.
Or we go back to defenders?
We've only got one, or we've got two, haven't we?
We have two, yeah.
Ag is another mid.
We have 39. We have 39 to go now, so another mid.
39 for how many players?
We have 6 players, no, 7 players to pick.
Right. Can I make a suggestion?
A have a throwaway player for each.
One on each of the three and find a 4 million superstar. And I tell you now, whoever we call out tonight is going to end up completely defying the odds and winning like a whole lot of stuff. And being
a whole lot of stuff.
You know?
Okay, sorry.
I can tell you who my burners were earlier if you want.
Are you looking at midfielders?
Yeah, I'm on midfielders here now.
You're looking at a 5.5 or 5.5 or a 5.
I started off in the back page now with the odd of 0 points, so I want to make my way up a bit to the ones that actually scored at some points.
Saint-Maxime.
Are you just making guys up? What there, about? Yeah?
No, he's the new Newcastle winger.
What's his price?
5.5.
Fred for United is 5.5.
That's not a bench burner. We need trash.
Your midfielders finish at 4.5.
No, they don't. They go all the way down to 4.
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't. You're right. Sorry.
I think I'd prefer to have Fred on for United. I'd rather have like United.
He doesn't play.
Yeah, but I'd rather have.
No, pick players to play.
But he's going to be on the bench anyway.
Fix him.
I don't know who any of these cheap ass bitches are.
Fred is a Man United midfielder.
Fred's that guy they spent 50 million on and didn't do anything.
Doesn't play. Yeah, that's who he's talking about.
Okay.
So he's expensive trash. Kapui for Watford is down here at 5 million. I don't know why. Watford mids.
No, he gets it. He loves a red card.
Does he? Yeah. Is that his thing? What about Tom Cleverley?
How about Eric Dyer for Spurs? 5.5? Or 5 even?
I'd nearly be inclined to go for McCarthy because he's likely to go to a lower team. For fuck all. Nathan Chabala, 4.5.
I like the price. And since it's someone we're not going to be playing anyway... There has to be someone with a funnier name than that. Dendonker. What's a Dendonker?
Henderson for Liverpool, 5.5.
Who was it that signed a fella during the weekend? His name is Marvelous. His name is actually Marvelous.
Marvelous.
Yeah.
No idea.
Brilliant.
What about Henderson for 5.5 for Liverpool?
No, he's somebody who's just going to sit in there.
See, that's a Liverpool slot taken up. And we've already got a defender, a midfielder. And potentially, if we somehow find ourselves with a load of money, maybe another defender. Rather than using them for a bench burner.
At 4.5.
My vote is with Tribal for Norwich. T-R-Y Bull. 4.5 million. I've never heard of him. I don't know anything about him. I wish him and his family well, but basically he's there to save money.
Stevens from Brighton. Got 65 points last year and he's a 4.5 rated midfielder.
Yeah, there's a couple of these are very strange. Oriel Romeu is worth more than 4.5 million quid.
You think, but that's, again, the Kante effect of runs around a lot and wouldn't score.
Yeah, but he plays. Most of these jokers so don't.
That's, good example would be something like that.
Okay, so who? Who was that we're going to go
Oriel Romeu.
Oriel Romeu.
How many points do you have last season?
4.5, and he's a nicely stacked midfielder. Romeu. For a fella that's not going to play in your team.
He picked up 55 points last year. 55. If we're going to have rubbish, it might as well be rubbish shiny rubbish.
Shiny rubbish. Romeu, okay, go with him.
If by some mad chance any of the players that we're dismissing as useless and a waste of time managed to listen to this, I'm very sorry. I'm sure you're lovely people. I'm just talking about your data. Your data's awful. Do better.
Okay, I need a throwaway defender.
Tyrone Mings, 4.5.
Phil Jones.
Tyrone Mings, 4.5. Guaranteed to play. He
sorry, Wan-Bissaka is 5.5 for United.
I picked him anyway.
Well, we throw him in because he's going to play every week.
Yes.
Well, not every week.
Like, he is going to play every week because Ashley Young is shit.
Yeah, most weeks anyway.
And if Ashley Young hears
that is a very
and
good
after
price.
Jimmy's apology a minute ago, if Ashley Young actually does somehow hear this, you're still shit.
Yeah, Ashley Young, that it doesn't stand for you, mate. You're just rubbish. You're a terrible human being and you're just a bag of organs wrapped in skin.
Okay, we've got 29 to go with 5 players to play. So
what do we need? A forward, a midfielder?
2 midfielders and 2 defenders.
Ooh.
We're going to struggle.
Did you put Tyrone Mings in as another defender? You're thinking Tyrone something else, aren't you?
I am.
Mings at 4.5 for Aston Villa. I have no faith in Aston Villa whatsoever to keep goals out.
All right, go back to your midfield and pick Youri Tielemans because he's obvious at 6.5 points.
Yep. Spell his name there.
T-I-E-L-E.
T-I-E.
Mans.
T-I-E-L-E.
M-A-N-S.
He plays for Leicester. Leicester midfield.
Yeah, go get up.
Have you got a price filter on? You still look at the cheapies.
Tell him. There we go. Yeah, got him. Bad player.
Or.
Okay.
Or Perez.
Stop giving him headaches.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, 22.5 to go.
This is what happens. You can sit here and argue this stuff for hours.
We won't know till like Sunday.
Yeah.
What are we missing? A mid and two deaths?
Striker. And
we need a forward? How
four
much money have we got left?
22.5 to go.
That's fine.
It's not. Three burners is 14 and a half of that. I say we go a 5.5 mid, a 7 defender, 2 4.5 burners back in middle, and a burner out front. Who have we got up front? We've got Aubameyang
and Wilson.
Oh, we're grand out front. We're grand.
Yeah, no, I think we're okay.
Let's have a look at forwards. I'm going to have a look at the old forwards. Yes, I think there's something to be...
Am I right in saying we can afford a second top-tier Liverpool defender?
Potentially.
Hello, Mr. Robertson. You know this team is going to outperform any of our individual teams.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah. Robertson, 7 points. Yeah, I mean, that still leaves with 15 to get... 15.5 to get three more. So we could get...
15.5 gives us two burners at 4.5 each is 9, and we've got a 6 million midfielder. We can do a lot with 6 in the midfield.
I mean, like, you could still get a very decent defender for 6.5, and that would leave us with... two burners for a forward.
If he wants to go
midfield.
As far out as...
Although, lads, to be honest, our midfield isn't looking great now because we've got Salah, Lucas Moura, grand. Then we've got the burner, Remiro, and Tielemans as well. You know, like, we need another
it's a midfielder. Yeah. Put the money in the midfield because we've got the option of playing three good guys at the back there.
Yeah.
We don't have a safe five in
Pulisic
the midfield.
Pulisic or Zaha. Both forward.
Zaha.
Both seven and... Zaha is seven.
Seven actually is
and
beyond
probably
what we can
do. Start. He'll probably start, yeah, every game.
At seven, we'd be left with, I believe, 7.5?
8.5 for a burner forward and a burner.
We can surely find some Norwich sub forward that isn't pukey. He's very jealous of him.
Are we signing in at Zaha still for seven, or are we going to wait, shop around a bit more?
I think Lucas Moura might have to go, but anyway, we'll...
I think the gods of fantasy football almost demand respect for Wilfred Zaha at this point.
Mm.
He's been, like, amazing for
143 points
last
season.
Years.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, one more. When I just literally went to the cheapest defender last season who scored more than, like, 40 points.
How much? What points do we have left?
8.5.
8.5. Shit. And how many players do we need? We need 2.
I reckon with Zaha in there, we could probably get rid of Tielemans and find a better player for 5.5 million.
No, because you see, if you do that, then we'd be dropping back to 4 reliable midfielders, which means you have to have either a really good 4 at the back or a severe 3 out front, and we don't have a severe three out front. We can't afford to go shopping out front right now. I'd say put the money in the midfield because at least you've got the flexibility to play 3, 5, 4, or 5. If you've got a solid 3 at the back, happy days. I know that's short-term thinking.
And you're looking at a 4.5-point striker. There's your wild card in Mason Greenwood.
We'll go have a look at the cheap striker, so okay.
Greenwood, 4.5. I have the 5.
Yeah.
I can't hear John. Can you hear John? I can hear John.
I have the 4.5-point strikers here, and Greenwood's the best of the bunch.
I'm going to defer to your knowledge here, my friend.
No, because the other ones that you're looking at are Nketiah, Connor Wickham, and Janssen, who no longer plays in the league.
Lads, I've just found something.
Go on.
Again, I'm talking heroic, historically heroic defenders. Big Phil Jagielka. Sheffield United, 4.5 million.
The only thing is he's old as bollocks now.
So he'll play.
We only have 4.5 points to play with then, do we, Dean?
8.5. Oh, sorry, yeah, 4.5 then after we sign him.
No, he's a 4.5 now, not a 4.
Okay, so that leaves a 4. I think, by the way, our last two players will go with throwaway, guys. There's no point in overthinking it, so...
You know I'm sentimental.
4.5 is the minimum you can go up front, so.
Yeah. So it has to be a 4 at the back.
Yeah.
Well, I had this problem earlier on, and I picked someone who plays for Crystal Palace.
Kelly.
Play, a chap called Connor Wickham.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm saying Greenwood. Okay, because he's likely to get...
He'll play.
He's 17, he's just getting into the team, and he's the reason why they're willing to let Lukaku go.
Greenwood is?
No, so. I don't. Greenwood won't play at all next season.
I'm going to bet.
I think we're better off going with Wickham. I'd rather play a shit player for a
he doesn't
shit
play.
Team than a...
He doesn't play.
But Greenwood's not going
to
play.
He's more likely to play than Conor Wickham.
He played 100 minutes last season.
Why, he's 17.
So why would he play in the Premier League regularly enough to justify putting him on the pitch?
Because basically the whole reason when for them getting rid of Lukaku is so that he can play.
But they're after bringing in Mandusic, who is literally
they
going
haven't.
To be the guy...
And he's not.
Oh, Greenwood plays for United. No, they're rubbish. Oh, that room went cold.
more likely to play than Connor Shitty Wickham. He's been tipping around in this game for 10 years and has done nothing.
Greenwood it is. All right. Greenwood. 4 million on a throwaway defender.
Right. 4 million on a throw. No.
When's your man Reid due to come back to fitness for West Ham?
Reid due.
Reid? Don't know. That's a while out yet, though.
Oh, Stearman for Sheffield.
Simpson for Crystal Palace played over 1,100 minutes last season. So he got shit points. He only had 26 points, but...
Kelly, is it?
Martin Kelly, yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's the man. Okay, that's
right, it. Will so you like to team. Name the team out to us there? So because that got way out of hand.
Our starting keeper... We'll go wrap this up soon, folks. Our starting keeper is going to be Loris with McGovern on the bench. Defence, we got Van Dijk. We got... Azpilicueta, we got Wan-Bissaka, Robertson, and Kelly. Our midfield
four solid defenders there, actually.
Yeah, I think they're decent. Midfield is Salah, Lucas Moura, Romeo. Is that how you spell it?
Oriol Romeo, yep.
Yeah. Tielemans, Zaha, and then up front we got Aubameyang, Wilson, and Wickham.
And did you go for Wickham in the end?
Oh, sorry, I did, yeah, because it costs the same price as my team.
Team name, see you lose.
Goose, Potty. Yeah.
Potty.
Potty.
Sure. Whatever makes you happy.
I don't know the rest.
Any last time. Words from the champion?
As your champion, it's been an absolute joy joining you for this, gentleman. This is actually the longest period of time in which the three of us have agreed about fantasy football.
I think it has.
6 years. Yeah. And here's to a fantastic season. And if anybody's listening, don't take any of our advice.
Yeah. Particularly because Jimmy is trying to screw us.
Screw you guys so hard.
Are we setting up a league? Are we setting up a goose league?
We'll stick up
the code in the description to this.
Yeah, and our listeners can
see if you can beat Dean's team.
Yeah, shouldn't be that hard anyway, folks. I'll probably look at it after just hitting enter there.
We're going to have to give someone else the logins.
Yeah. My Gmail login, so you basically have access to my entire life.
His password is football.
Other than that. Johnny, where can you find us? So,
Spotify, Apple, Google Podcast, basically everybody bar Acast. Simple as that. Search for The Goose Podcast.
Yeah.
If you search Goose, you get some like creepy weird stuff. So, The Goose Podcast. Yeah. Give us a rating. Help us get all searched and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And apart from that, yeah, that's it.
See you later, folks.
Good luck.
Bye.